Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I wish I was flying someplace a little bit warmer, to be honest with you.
Well, we got some great deals for you coming up here on Cancun and Jamaica and stuff.
So. Yeah, tease me now, Bob. Tease me now. Well, before we talk about those fares, let's talk about your efforts to get Delta to lower their fares because you wanted more people to fly out of Lansing.
Well, yeah, Delta has been very patient and very cooperative with us on looking at the total product in and out of mid-Michigan. And it wasn't just the airfares. We were dealing with long connecting times in Detroit. We're dealing with schedule reliability concerns by customers. And of course, airfares are always the persistent concern out there. And what we're telling people is that over the last 8 months, Delta has gone through and looked at all of these items, all of these concerns, and they've made changes in all of those areas. And they really have fine-tuned their product to where it's really a good business product for sure. And it does also provide good leisure opportunities. So the bottom line is the airline has stepped up and really met our requests as a region. And so now it's up to us as individual travelers. It's really a grassroots approach because every individual traveler makes a decision whether to fly Lansing or not. And we're saying, look, the airline stepped up and made all these changes at our request, so we need everybody to fly Lansing now and use the service.
Well, if I fly to Grand Rapids, I got to drive an hour. If I fly from Flint, I've got to drive an hour. If I fly from Detroit, I've got to drive an hour and 15 minutes, and then I have to park, and then I have to get to the terminal. Now,
right.
I have to weigh that option versus flying Lansing and paying a little bit more. What's going to change my mind and get me to fly Lansing?
Well, first of all, there's no indication you're going to have to pay a little bit more. You may have to pay a little more over Detroit, but by and large, you should see very competitive airfares on Delta Airlines out of here with the other cities. So we're pleased about that.
Well, apparently your efforts and Delta's efforts helped because airport traffic is up 3.6%.
Yeah, as of August, it's moving in the right direction, and we think there's real value added value in the convenience of people being able to park right in front of the terminal building. They're about 100 yards from their plane. And there's easy access through security here at Lansing. So there's a lot of good value here that they get for their dollar by using their own airport. It is their airport, by the way. The taxpayer dollars pay for this airport. And it's I always tell people it's kind of like, well, you want to buy this Cadillac and you put it in your garage, but then you want to use rent your neighbor's car. And that's what using somebody else, some other community's airport is very similar to that.
Bob Selig is the executive director of the Capital Region Airport Authority, and he is on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Bob, the federal government recently issued a warning for travelers going overseas. How has your airport handled that?
Well, it's just a cautionary thing. It's a wise thing to do anyway. When you're traveling, anywhere. But it is a precautionary thing. They're not saying, and we're not saying that people shouldn't travel. But you got to keep your eyes open into what's going on around you and again, that's good advice for anybody, anytime, anywhere.
When one of these advisories is posted, what does your airport do? Does security change? Is it upgraded? What do you do?
Just on an advisory, our security won't, in the security around the airports in the country, won't change much at all. But let me say, security, what people don't see, we're pretty good at not letting people see, you know, letting security intrude their lives as much as it really could if they saw behind the scenes and what was going on. But we really have the systems here at this airport to watch everything that's happening, and to we have people that are trained to watch watch what's going on in the terminal, and so we get a pretty high level of security anyway. So so I think everything would be fine.
I recently read how the government is concerned about some of the hiring practices for some of the workers at airports around the country. What exactly do you do when someone comes in and wants to work at the airport? What's the process?
Well, anybody that works at the airport here for the airport authority is obligated to go through a 10-year background check, criminal history, as well as employment background check. Basically, to make sure they're not a person with criminal activity in the past, and they're say who they are. So, if they worked for Jim's Body Shop or something 10 years ago, we go back and check with Jim's Body Shop to verify that he or she actually worked there, and they have to go through fingerprinting and the FBI fingerprint clearance and everything before you can work at an airport.
And finally, before we let you go, we have spoken with Bob Colt about some of the cool flights that will be coming in shortly, especially to warm weather destinations. And just to warm up our audience a little bit here, Bob, why don't you tell us about some of those flights?
Well, Sun Country Airlines really stepped up to the plate for us in a major way. December 22nd, we're launching 5 destinations at the same time. There's Orlando, Fort Myers, and Las Vegas, which we've had in the past, and Allegiant Air, left those go. So but Sun Country's come in and picked them back up again. So everybody's pleased. The public is pleased that these flights are coming back. And then in Apple Vacations, in conjunction with Sun Country, has expanded their Cancun service that they had last year to 4 flights a week to Cancun, and then they've added Jamaica. And then, now the Jamaica flights came out of Detroit, so we're Apple Vacations, because of the atmosphere and the camaraderie that they experience here in Mid-Michigan, is moving flights from Detroit to Lansing, and we're marketing these all over the state of Michigan.
All right, Bob. Well, I'm sold. Brittany and I are ready to hop on a plane right now. It's a little bit nippy out there. We appreciate your time. We'll be talking with you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.